الكريم أما بعد، May Allah تبارك وتعالى accept the first fast and bless us all with the noor and the barakat and the rahmat of the first roza that we kept. But at the end of the day we must take a little bit of stock. The businessman takes stock. He checks whether he has made a profit or was there a loss. And sometimes he made a lot of effort and gained a lot. But then he did not make any effort to safeguard that which he earned. And it's all lost. The person made a lot of effort. From the morning he was working. Lots of customers came, he sold, bought, did a lot of transactions. But at the end of the day, he was unconcerned about safeguarding that which came into those tills. He just leaves the tills open. Or he leaves the shop door open and walks away. So will anything remain there? And even if he looked after it, then after some time he takes a stock. So like that, each and every day of Ramadan, we must take a little bit of stock of our hearts. That how much came in there, how much accumulated there, and what measures we took to safeguard and protect that which came inside there. Both things are essential. To bring it into the heart and then to put security guards so that it doesn't get lost. It must not disappear and vanish through our eyes and our ears and our tongues and our hands and feet. In other words, our actions must not be such that everything disappears and vanishes. So I will not read the whole nazm.
عارضی حسن گل پہ ہے بلبل کی ساری ہزلیات عارضی حسن گل پہ ہے بلبل کی ساری ہزلیات فانی بوتوں کو دل نہ دے یہ ہے ہماری غزلیات فانی بوتوں کو دل نہ دے یہ ہے ہماری غزلیات
The nightingale sings away in praise of a flower which is going to perish. Fani. It is not going to last forever. That flower is going to wither. The beauty of the flower is going to fade. After some time, it will be crushed beneath the feet. Or it will dry up. And the gardener will clip it off and throw it away in the bin. Or in the waste bag. Or in the trash can. Now that bulbul and that nightingale thinks that this is going to last forever. So they say, Arzi husne gul pe hai bulbul ki sari hazliyat. The lesson there is that we also must not give our hearts to that which is going to fade and perish and wither and disappear and vanish. We are living in a world of means, so we make use of the means. We earn our livelihood, we spend on ourselves, on our children, on our families, on the poor, on the needy, on the destitute. In good causes, we make use of the wealth that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. But we don't give our hearts to this wealth. We don't give our hearts. Like that nightingale, it must not give its heart to that flower. The beauty of the flower, it can sing away its praises. But don't give its heart because when it is going to wither, when it is going to fade, when it is going to vanish and disappear, then that person will not going to be able to take it if he has given his heart. Furthermore, it will divert his attention from the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Water is extremely essential and important and necessary for the boat to sail. But the water must be outside the boat and not inside the boat. If you put a ship on dry land and try to make it sail, then it won't move an inch. We have to take it to the ocean, we have to take it to the water of the lake and rivers for the boat to sail. But because of the importance of that water and because of the necessity of that water for the boat to sail, if some stupid person says that let me fill all that water inside the boat, then he too will drown and the boat will sink. Hum to doobe hai sanam tujhe bhi leke doobenge. All the passengers also will drown. That person, in other words, is saying that why should I drown alone? You must come with me too. In one battlefield, there was one disbelieving baniya that was injured. His leg was cut. He couldn't make any move. Now he got very scared. How am I going to pass the night alone? And there's nobody there to take care of him too. So one greedy person was passing by. So he told him, come, come. I am going to die in any case. This is my condition. But I've got a bag with me full of precious stones and coins. So you take it so that it can help you. What is the sense? I'm going to go and this bag goes with me. So when that person came near, he took the sword and he chopped his leg off too. And he said, why should I go alone? You two sit with me here. It may be an example, but the thing is, the lesson in there is that he said that will a person who is in a battlefield take all his precious stones and go there? But the greed is such a thing that the person forgot that in a battlefield a person doesn't bring all his precious stones and coins. His Kruger hands, does he carry it there? So he said, now you two sit with me and pass the night here. At least we can talk now until we die. Both of us will talk. Hum dono ab baatein karenge, aaram se marenge. So fani bhuto ko dil na de. Ye hai hamari hazliyat. That's all we are saying. That these things which are perishable, they are not going to remain forever and ever. They may have some kind of attraction, some kind of beauty, some kind of kashish in it, a pull. So at that time the person must be conscious. He must not become foolish. He must not give his heart. And that is what has happened to mankind today. That the effort of everyone is on nothing but the body, the home, the cars, the land, and everything that is material. Now again, we don't say that these things are not important in life. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made the whole world for us to take benefit from it. But the only thing he said that your hearts are for me. The dil must be for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala alone. So there is an examination time that comes to see who have we given that heart to. The examination time, the person is tested. Whatever his subject matter, now he is going to be tested. So the testing time is this month of Ramadan. Now this month of Ramadan is actually one of the papers in which there is a test now. That this heart which I gave to you, and then I created the material world for you, and I said make use of the material world, but don't give your hearts to it. You can love it to a certain extent, but that love must not be more than the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala Himself has ordered us, we must love our parents, love our children, love our wives. A person loves his property, loves his home, nothing wrong with that. But to see now whether he loves it more than Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there must be a test. So this is the test now, that whether the person loves his food more or he loves Allah ta'ala more. Whether the person loves his drink more or he loves Allah ta'ala more. Whether the person loves his wife more or he loves Allah ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than his wife. So does a person love his wealth more or he loves Allah ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam more than the wealth? So sometimes we are told now fast, sometimes we are told give zakat, sometimes we are told make hajj, sometimes we are told make salat. Now all these are the tests to see now to whom have we given that heart. That's all. So this is the training period to give the heart to none other than Allah.
نفس کا جو غلام ہے غرق ہے وہ گناہ میں کیوں نہ کہوں کہ زندگی کتنی ہے اس کی واہیات
نفس کا جو غلام ہے غرق ہے وہ گناہ میں Once you become a slave of the nafs, that means the nafs drags us wherever it wants. We become a slave. Who is a slave? That listens to the master. The slave has to listen to the master. There is no way that the slave can say that I am the master, that you must listen to me. The slave has to listen to the master. The slave doesn't have anything belonging to him. In those days of slavery, nothing belonged to the slave. That famous incident of Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali, that he brought one slave, asked him, what are you going to eat? He said, whatever you tell me to eat. What are you going to drink? Whatever you say I must drink. What would you like to wear? Whatever clothes you give me to wear. Where would you sleep? Wherever you put me to sleep. So he said, but don't you have any desire of your own also? He said, if only I had desires of my own which I could fulfill, then why should I be a slave in the first place? Why must I be a slave then? Then my desire would be that I must not be a slave. But if I am a slave, then I must listen to you. You are my master. So he freed him. So this slave doesn't deserve to remain a slave. He freed him. So if we are slaves of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we have to listen to Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So the person who becomes a slave of his nafs, then he is drowning in the ocean of sins. He is going to drown in the ocean of sins. Because the mizaj of the nafs is enjoyment of sins. That's the mizaj, that's the nature. No matter how much you train this nafs, but at the end of the day the mizaj is there. Therefore if you don't look after it, or if you don't keep it disciplined and controlled, and if you don't tie tightly the chain of Sharia around its neck, then this nafs will keep on popping his head, ugly head, and it will keep on stinging and biting. So nafs ka jo ghulam hai, gharq hai wo gunah mein. And his life also is bilkul wahiyat, useless, absolutely useless. There's nothing in it. Many times I have said that at the end of the day, what do you have to show after many, many years of sin? What do we have to show? It's a waste of good, valuable time and life. So the month of Ramadan is a beautiful time, it's a beautiful month, it's beautiful days, and very, very easy to discipline this nafs. All of us, alhamdulillah, are fasting. So we were disciplining that nafs. That eat when Allah Ta'ala says you must eat, drink when Allah Ta'ala says drink, see that which Allah Ta'ala says you must see, listen to that which Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say must listen to, and distance yourself from everything that is haram, forbidden, sinful, shameful, shameless things. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. When the train takes off, it doesn't start moving one way, full speed. The plane also takes off. After a little while, it says, now we've climbed so much, so much, so much. Then they go 30,000 feet or more. And the speed also, they start from 1 kilometer, 2 kilometers an hour. As they take off, then it goes to 50, 100, 200, 500, and then sometime 1,000 kilometers an hour also. So like that, it's the first day. But then we must take off. We mustn't remain there. Could have been just 1 kilometer an hour today, or 5 or 10, depending on the person's commitment. Sometimes there are certain kinds of spaceships that don't even travel at first slowly. There's a boost, one way they're gone. They blasted into space from the ground. Chand second ke andar, hazaro kilometer upar. They are like that also. So we must become like that. Mustn't wait that when the 27th night will come, then we'll be taking off slowly. Then we might not even take off. By that time, petrol price might have gone so high that you can't fill the tank. So that's why we must take off from now. Nothing dramatic. We don't have to make some great performance. Simple, easy things to do. Control the nafs. Make tilawat of the Quran Sharif, earn halal, spend the time correctly. If you go into the bazaars and marketplaces, it's a necessity of life. So then, to the extent that it is necessary, engage yourself the balance of the time, either make some tilawat, read some tafsir, read some kitab, make some zikr or sleep. What's difficult? May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make the remaining days of Ramadan also easy for us, full of rahmat, full of maghfirat, full of His kindness and mercy. May He fill our hearts. Our hearts must become overfilled. They must brim. They must be full with the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين ہمارے روزے کو قبول فرما تلاوت کو قبول فرما ذکر کو قبول فرما رمضان مبارک کی رحمتوں سے برکتوں سے ہمارے دلوں کو بھرپور کر دے یا اللہ bless us with the best of دنیا the best of آخرت give us the توفیق to do everything pleasing to you and your beloved نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and distance us from everything displeasing to you and your beloved رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم make the remaining days of Ramadan also extremely easy for us Accept our fasting, tilawat, zikr, ibadat. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. Remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems of the entire mankind. Ya Allah, bless each and every one with hidayat, with iman, with Islam. The ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering around the globe. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the tests, the trials. Sab ko ek bana de, nek bana de, unki madad aur nusrat farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Watub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina. ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب